This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in volume 3 of the Medina Arabic syllabus, and more especially we are in lesson number 19, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, al-darsu al-tasi'a ashara, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in this lesson, what will we cover? We will be covering bab fa'ala. Bab fa'ala. So we have four letters: fa, alif, ain, and lam. Examples: qabala, qabala, he met. Hawala, he tried. Rasala, he corresponded. Shahada, he watched something. Laqa, he met. So that's the past tense, madi. Well, when it comes to the present tense, then shahada, yushahidu, yushahidu, he is currently watching. Yuqabilu, he is meeting. Yusa'idu, he is helping. Excellent. So we have the madi, we have the mudari', and then we have the amr, an order. Qabil, qabil, you're ordering somebody to meet. Shahid, watch. View. Excellent. Hawil, hawil, try, give it a try. Hawil, ya akhi, hawil, ya akhi. Excellent. Sa'id, you're ordering somebody to help somebody else. Excellent. So madi, mudari, and amr, past tense, present tense, and the order. We'll also cover in this lesson, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the masadir, the masdars. So we have one scale of the verb fa'ala, and that is mufa'alatun, mufa'alatun. And we have another scale, fi'alun. And we will cover, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So for example, mufa'alatun, musa'adatun, mubaratun, muqabalatun, muhawalatun. Excellent. On the scale of fi'alun, so we have jihadun, we have nifaqun, hypocrisy, and we'll cover more insha'Allah. We'll go through the ism fa'il, the person who does the viewing, the one who is the viewer, the mushahidun, mushahidun, the mujahidun, the one who is in battle. Excellent. Then we'll also cover the ism maf'ul, the muraqabun, muraqabun. Muraqabun is the one who is observed. Mukhatabun, the one who is being addressed. Mubarakun, the one who is blessed. Excellent. So we'll cover those matters. We'll also cover the word qad. Qad can apply to a past tense word. It can apply to a present slash future tense word, and the meanings of all of that. We'll cover the word ذَوُ, ذَوِي, and ذَوِي. We'll talk about لَكِنَّ. لَكِنَّ is a sister of إِنَّ. And can we lighten it to لَكِن instead of لَكِنَّ? Yes, we can. What happens if we do that? We will cover بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We'll also cover some of the plurals بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. Let us begin with lesson number 19. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So we have a conversation here between the teacher and the students. الْمُدَرِّسُ, the teacher. أَيْنَ أَحْمَدُ يَا إِخْوَانُ. Aina Ahmadu ya ikhwanu? Where is Ahmed, O brothers? Aina Ahmadu ya ikhwanu? Ali says, Safara, Safara, Safara is upon the scale of fa'ala, fa'ala. It's form 3, fa'ala. So, Safara ila Makkata. He has traveled to Mecca. Who has traveled to Mecca? It's brother Ahmed, the one who the teacher's asking about. Safara ila Makkata. Limada? Why? What's the reason? The lam of ta'lil, the lam of the reason. Li'iyadati akhihi al-maridi. Li'iyadati أخيه المريض. To visit. When somebody is ill in hospital, we say that you are doing عيادة of them. عيادة of them. Generally, we would use the word زيارة. زيارة is when we visit. But if you're visiting somebody who is sick, we use the word عيادة. عيادة. So as for brother Ahmed, سافر إلى مكة لعيادة أخيه المريض. He went to Mecca to visit his sick brother. لعيادة أخيه. أخيه is our مضاف. مضاف إليه. Is our مضاف إليه. Excellent. لعيادة is مضاف. And أخيه مضاف إليه. And then المريض is our نعت. Is our نعت. Our describing word with regards to that brother. He has gone to Mecca to visit his sick brother. Sick is the description with regards to that brother. Excellent. المدرس عافاه الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that brother عافية. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lift his sickness, his illness. عافاه الله. من أنت يا أخي؟ Who are you, oh my brother? كأنك طالب جديد. It seems like you are a new student. كأنك, it seems like, similar to, it seems طالب جديد. You are a new student. And so this brother, he says, نعم. واسمي مجاهد. And my name is مجاهد. اسم فاعل. So we have جاهد, يجاهد, and the اسم فاعل is مجاهد. مجاهد. Again, جاهد, يجاهد. The أمر is جاهد, and the اسم فاعل مجاهد. مجاهد. Excellent. And so the teacher says, كأنك من الهند. It is as if, it seems, it is like you are from India, Hind. Then Mujahid, he says, Ana aslan min al-Hindi. I'm originally from India. Ana aslan, aslan, my origin. Originally, I am from India. Inna abi hajara min al-Hindi ila Australia. Ila Australia. Australia. Wa huwa shabun. Wa ana wulittu hunaka. Inna abi hajara. Indeed, my father, he immigrated min al-Hindi. He moved away from India. Ila Australia, to Australia, wa huwa shabun. While my father was in his youth, wa huwa shabun, while he was young. Wa ana wulittu hunaka, and I was born over there. Over where? Australia. I was born in Australia. Excellent. Al mudarrisu. ألك ذو قربى في الهندي. Do you have relatives in India? ألك, do you have ذو قربى? Do you possess close ones? Individuals who are close to you, basically meaning your relatives. ألك ذو قربى في الهندي. Do you have close relatives in India? Do you have family in India? نعم. سافرت العام الماضي. I traveled last year. العام الماضي. العام year. الماضي last year. سافرت العام الماضي. سافرت العام الماضي إلى قريتنا في الهند. To our village in India. إلى قريتنا. إلى قريتنا. To our village. Where? في الهند. وقابلت أعمامي وأخوالي. وقابلت. قابلت. And I met. I met أعمامي, my uncles, my father's brothers. وأخوالي, and my mother's brothers. I met my uncles on my father's side and my uncles on my mother's side. وأولادهم, and their children. وهم كثير, and they are many. أبي يزورهم كل سنة. My father visits them every year. Again, أبي يزورهم. أبي يزور. يزور. He visits. أبي يزور. My father visits. Visits who? أبي يزورهم. أبي يزورهم. أبي يزورهم. My father visits them. When? كل سنة. Every year. كل سنة. Every year. ويراسلهم دائما. ويراسلهم. And he corresponds with them. He corresponds with them. He messages them. دائما. Always. All the time. Remember? A Rasul is a messenger. Rasul is a messenger. Rasulullah, messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with what? He came with a risala. A risala. Risala is a message. Excellent. So this father here, yurasiluhum da'iman. He messages them, corresponds with them all the time. Then the teacher says, أَعْجَبَتْكَ الْجَامِعَةُ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةُ. This university, the Islamic university that you are at right now, is it pleasing to you? Are you pleased by it? أَعْجَبَتْكَ الْجَامِعَةُ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةُ. The Islamic university, is it pleasing to you? Are you pleased by it? He says, نَعَمْ. أَنَا مَسْرُورٌ بِالْتِحَاقِي. أَنَا مَسْرُورٌ. I am very happy. بِالْتِحَاقِي بِهَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. I am very pleased. بِالْتِحَاقِي بِهَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. By my joining, by me being accepted in this Mubarak University, in this blessed university. الَّتِي فِي مَهْبِطِ الْوَحِي وَمُهَاجَرِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Which is in the land of revelation. في مهبط الوحي, the place where the revelation came down. وَمُهَاجَرِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the place to which the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم made his hijrah. The object of his hijrah. He migrated, he was a muhajir. He made the hijrah from where? From Makkah al-Mukarramah to where? To Medina al-Munawwara. So Medina al-Munawwara is the muhajar, muhajar, the place where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the hijrah to. Excellent. Muhajar, jameel. The teacher, lima ta'akharta ya mujahidu, lima ta'akharta ya mujahidu, why were you delayed, why are you late, O mujahid? Ji'ta ba'da mudiyi shahrin min bad'i dirasati wa qad fatatka durusun. That this mujahid, he joined the class very, very late. So the teacher is asking him, I mean, maybe it's the middle of the year. Ji'ta ba'da mudiyi shahrin. Rather, you've joined the class after a month. Where were you for the past month? Min bad'i dirasati. 1 month after the lesson started. Wa qad fatatka durusun. Wa qad fatatka durusun. Wa qad fatatka durusun. And you certainly missed many, many classes, many, many lessons you've missed out. Again, لِمَ تَأَخَّرْتَ يَا مُجَاهِدُ جِئْتَ بَعْدَ مُضِيِّ شَهْرٍ. You have come, you've arrived, you've joined after the passing, the lapsing, the passing of what? Of 1 month. مِنْ بَدْءِ الدِّرَاسَةِ. 1 month after lesson started, began. بَدْءِ الدِّرَاسَةِ, beginning of the lessons. وَقَدْ فَاتَتْكَ دُرُوسٌ. And you've missed out many, many lessons. So Mujahid says, حَوَلْتُ كَثِيرًا أَنْ آتِيَ عِنْدَ بَدْءِ الدِّرَاسَةِ وَلَكِنْ لَمْ أَسْتَطِعْ. I tried, حَوَلْتُ, I really tried, كَثِيرًا, I tried a lot, أَنْ آتِيَ, to come, عِنْدَ بَدْءِ الدِّرَاسَةِ, to come at the beginning of the classes, of the lessons, of the academic year, وَلَكِنْ لَمْ أَسْتَطِعْ, but I was unable. أرجو أن تساعدني على فهم الدروس السابقة. And so he puts forward a petition. He says that please, please, I request you, أن تساعدني, that you help me out, that you assist me, على فهم الدروس السابقة. You assist me to understand the previous lessons. Again, أرجو, أرجو, I request, أن تساعدني, to assist me, to help me, على فهم الدروس, to understand, فهم, to understand, فهم الدروس السابقة, to understand the previous lessons. And so the teacher says, سَأُسَاعِدُكَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Good teacher. سَأُسَاعِدُكَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. سَأُسَاعِدُكَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. I will assist you with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَدْخُلُ زُهَيْرٌ. And so Zuhair enters into the classroom. يَا زُهَيْرُ إِنَّكَ غَيْرُ مُوَاظِبٍ. Oh Zuhair, you are irregular. You are not punctual. إِنَّكَ غَيْرُ مُوَاظِبٍ. مُوَاظِب, somebody who is punctual, something which is regular. As for Zuhair, he is غَيْرُ مُوَاظِبٍ. غَيْرُ مُوَاظِبٍ. You are irregular. You come one day, you don't come one day. You are early one day, you are late the other day. أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشْكُوكَ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ. أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشْكُوكَ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ. I want to complain about you to the principal. Uridu an ashkuka, shakwa, to complain. Uridu an ashkuka ila al mudiri. Uridu an ashkuka ila al mudiri. So what does Zuhair say? Samihni, pardon me, forgive me, ya ustadu. Lan aghiba, lan aghiba, lan aghiba. I will never be absent. Walan ataakhara, walan ataakhara. And I will never be late. Fil mustaqbali, in the future, insha'Allah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, لن أغيب ولن أتأخر في المستقبل, in the future, insha'Allah. The teacher says, لنراجع الدرس, لنراجع الدرس, لنراجع الدرس. We will revise the lessons. اقرأ الآية يا علي. لنراجع الدرس. We will revise the lesson. اقرأ الآية يا علي. أو علي, read the verse of the noble Quran. And so علي, بعد الاستعاذة, after أعوذ بالله والبسملة and بسم الله. So he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم. سورة صاف, verses number 10 to 12. And so Ali recites that verse, walhamdulillah. And so the teacher says, Ya Aba Bakr, O Abu Bakr, he's calling out to Abu Bakr, مَا التِّجَارَةُ الَّتِي دَلَّنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهَا. What is the business? What is the tijara that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us to in this verse? So Allah mentions in that verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ, should I not guide you, عَلَى تِجَارَة, to business, تُنْجِيكُمْ, which will save you, مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, which will save you from it, from a painful punishment. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, you should believe in Allah and in the Rasul. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ, and you should strive in the path of Allah with your wealth and with your bodies. وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and that is better for you if only but you knew. Then what will happen if you do this? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, your sins will be forgiven. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ, and Allah will enter you into where? جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, you will be put into these gardens under which rivers flow. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً, and you will have a good place in paradise. فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْن, in the paradise, the garden of Eden. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, this is the great bounty. This is the fawz. When you win something, this is the great prize, mashallah. So he says, Ya Aba Bakr. So what is the business that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us towards? Abu Bakr says, هِيَ الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, it is to believe in Allah and in His Rasul. وَالْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and to make jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bin nafsi wal mamal, with your wealth and with your bodies. The teacher says, اذكر آية أخرى, make mention of another verse. تحث المسلمين على الجهاد يا زهير. O Zuhair, you make mention of another verse in the noble Quran which also encourages the matter of jihad. So Zuhair says, قال الله تعالى في سورة نفسها. Allah mentions in the same surah, another verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ, verily Allah loves those who يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ, those who fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do they do that? What description does Allah give? صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ, that they fight in Allah's path in rows, they are disciplined. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ, like they are walls. مَرْصُوصٌ, that these are like lead walls, they are molten, strong, very very strong walls. That's how these people fight in the path of Allah. Then the teacher says, مَنِ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ يَا عَلِيُّ, that who are the ones that Allah loves? Who are those people that Allah loves, O Ali? مَنِ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ يَا عَلِي, who are the ones that Allah loves? Ali says, يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ, يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ, Allah loves the mujahideen. الْمُقَاتِلِينَ, those who fight فِي سَبِيلِهِ, in his path. يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ الْمُقَاتِلِينَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, يُحِبُّ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ الْمُقَاتِلِينَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. Excellent. كيف يقاتل هؤلاء, كيف يقاتل هؤلاء, these people, these mujahideen, how do they fight in Allah's path? Ali says, يقاتلون في صفوف, they fight in Allah's path in rows. ويثبتون في أماكنهم عند ملاقاة العدو, and they are firm in their places wherever they are supposed to be stationed. They are ثابت, they are like these rocks, they don't move away, they don't run away, they don't flee. ويثبتون في أماكنهم عند ملاقاة العدو, when they meet the enemy, they are firm, they stand firm, they do not flee. ماذا تفيد كأن يا زهير, ماذا تفيد كأن يا زهير, what does كأن mean here? What's the meaning of كأن in the sentence? So كأنهم بنيان مرصوص, that كأن, what does it indicate? So زهير says, تفيد التشبيه, it indicates similarity, tashbih, something is similar to something else. Nahu, example, كَأَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ مَدْرَسَةٌ, كَأَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ مَدْرَسَةٌ, it's as though it's similar, that the masjid is similar to a madrasa. كَأَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ مَدْرَسَةٌ, كَأَنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ مَدْرَسَةٌ, that the masjid is similar to a madrasa, the masjid is similar to the madrasa. كَأَنَّ الْكِتَابَ مدرس, كأن الكتاب مدرس, كأن الكتاب مدرس, it's as though the book is the teacher, it's as though the book is the teacher, the book is similar to the teacher. وكذلك تفيد الظن, it can also indicate ظن, doubt, not sure about some matter. كأنني أعرفك, كأنني أعرفك, it seems as though I know you, maybe I know you, I'm not 100% sure. كأنني أعرفك, it is as if I know you. أحسنت يا زهير, well done O زهير. ما لك تنعس يا عبد الله, while the teacher is talking to these guys, Abdullah, he is dozing off. ما لك تنعس يا عبد الله, ما لك تنعس يا عبد الله, why are you dozing off, O Abdullah? لا تؤاخذني يا أستاذ, don't hold me accountable, O أستاذ. لا تؤاخذني يا أستاذ, زرت البارحة جارا, I visited a neighbor, لي, one of my neighbors, وَجَلَسْتُ عِنْدَهُ, and I sat with him. So I visited one of my neighbors yesterday, الْبَارِحَةَ, وَجَلَسْتُ عِنْدَهُ, and I sat with him. Why? أُشَاهِدُ الْمُبَارَاتِ, أُشَاهِدُ الْمُبَارَاتِ, I was watching the contest, I was watching the match. عَلَى شَاشَةِ التِّلْفَازِ, on the television screen. إِلَى مُنْتَصَفِ اللَّيْلِ, until midnight. Allahu musta'an. So Abdullah was at his friend's house, at his neighbor's house, watching the contest, watching the match. until midnight. Allahu musta'an. The teacher says, "Ma yambaghi li talibi, ma yambaghi li talibi." It is unbecoming upon a student, an yudayya, for him to waste away, for him to waste waqtahu, for him to waste his time, fi mushahadi tilfazi, for him to waste his time watching television. Ma yambaghi li talibi, ma yambaghi li talibi. It is unbecoming, it's unfit, it's not right that a student an yudayya waqtahu, that he wastes his time, fi mushahadi tilfazi, that he wastes his time watching television. And we would say the same with regards to social media and the mobile phone, etc. etc. أرجو المسامحة يا أستاذي. Please pardon me, O my teacher. أرجو, I request المسامحة. I request pardoning, يا أستاذي, O my teacher. ينادي المدرس المراقبة. Yunadi al-mudarrisu, the teacher calls the inspector, the one in charge of maybe the register, al-muraqiba. Al-muraqib, بعد التحيه والمصافحه, after greeting, تحيه, السلام عليكم, وعليكم السلام, والمصافحه, after shaking hands. أناديتني يا أستاذ, you called me, O أستاذ, you requested me, you called me, O أستاذ. نعم, متى يعود المدير من السفر, when will the principal, the headmaster, return from his travel? The muraqib says, قد يعود اليوم إن شاء الله, قد يعود اليوم إن شاء الله, maybe he will return today إن شاء الله, maybe, we're not sure. قد يعود اليوم, قد يعود اليوم إن شاء الله, maybe he will return today إن شاء الله, والحمد لله. So يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, this was the passage, this was the dialogue between the teacher and his students, والحمد لله. We move on to the تمارين, the exercises. Exercise number one, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer the following questions. Number one, لما سافر أحمد إلى مكة, لما سافر أحمد إلى مكة, لما سافر أحمد إلى مكة, why did أحمد travel to مكة؟ جواب, سافر أحمد إلى مكة لعيادة أخيه المريض, لعيادة أخيه المريض. That's a full answer. You can go shorter. Example, سافر لعيادة أخيه المريض, لعيادة أخيه المريض. He went to visit his sick brother. جميل. Could you also say, سافر لعيادة أخيه, he went to visit his brother. Suffices, it's a correct answer, والحمد لله. Number two, من أين مجاهد, من أين مجاهد, where is مجاهد from? مجاهد من الهندي, مجاهد من الهندي, أو هو من الهندي, he is from India. متى هاجر أبوه من الهندي, when did his father migrate from India, when did his father migrate from India? And so we know, number one, he is originally from India, and his father migrated from India to where? To Australia. Excellent. So من أين مجاهد, هو أصلا من الهندي, he's originally from India. متى هاجر أبوه من الهندي, هاجر أبوه وهو شاب, هاجر أبوه وهو شاب, while he was a youngster. Who was a youngster? Who was the youngster? The father. The father was in his youth when he migrated, والحمد لله. Number three, لماذا كان عبد الله نعسان, لماذا كان عبد الله نعسان, why was عبد الله dozing off? جواب, لأنه شاهد مباراة كرة القدم, مباراة كرة القدم, مباراة كرتي, كرتي is مضاف إليه. He was watching the match. What match? Soccer match. لأنه شاهد مباراة, مباراة, لأنه شاهد مباراة كرة القدم على شاشة التلفاز إلى منتصف الليل, until midnight. Again, لأنه شاهد, because he watched مباراة, he watched contest match, كرة القدم, what type, soccer, كرة, كرة means a ball, and قدم, foot, football, على شاشة التلفاز, on the television screen, إلى منتصف الليل, until midnight. الله مستعان. Number four, ما التجارة التي دلنا عليها الله تعالى في سورة الصفين؟ What's the business that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us towards in Surah As-Saff? جواب هي الإيمان بالله ورسوله والجهاد في سبيل الله بأموالنا وأنفسنا. هي الإيمان بالله. It is to believe in Allah ورسوله and in His Messenger. والجهاد في سبيل الله and jihad in the path of Allah with what? بأموالنا, with our mal, with our wealth. بأموالنا وأنفسنا and ourselves and our bodies. Excellent. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We move on to question number 2. من أبواب الفعل الثلاثي المزيد باب فاعل. So من باب أبواب الفعل الثلاثي, فعل ثلاثي المزيد, which has the extra, we have the category of فاعل. زيدت فيه ألف بعد الفاء. There's an ألف which has been added to it. So we have فاعل. Some examples: سافر, سافر, سامح, سافر, he traveled, سامح, he forgave, he overlooked, أخذ, he held accountable, جميل. استخرج من الدرس الأفعال الواردة فيه من باب فاعل. So they want us to look into the passage and they want us to pull out some of these verbs, insha'Allah. So let's look into the exercise. So we find there's safara, safara ila makkata, so safara. Then we find hajara, hajara is another one. Then we find waqabaltu from qabala, qabala, that's another one. Excellent. Then we have بِهَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ, مُبَارَكَ, مُبَارَك, مُبَارَك, جميل. Then there's مُلَاقَاتِ, مُلَاقَاتِ, excellent, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So those are some بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We move on to exercise number 3. They state that هات المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية. Excellent. So they want us to basically fill in the blanks. They want us to fill in the blanks. They give us two examples: شاهد, يشاهد, شاهد, and مشاهدة. So شاهد, شاهد, past tense, he witnessed. يشاهد, he is witnessing. شاهد, watch, view, witness, you're ordering somebody. And مشاهدة, مشاهدة is the مصدر. مشاهدة is the مصدر. Excellent. Witnessing. Then the second example they give us is قَابَلَ. قَابَلَ, قَابَلَ means to meet, he met. يُقَابِلُ, he is meeting. قَابِل, meet. And مُقَابَلَةٌ, a meeting. مُقَابَلَةٌ, a meeting. So number 3, سَامَحَ. سَامَحَ means to overlook something. He overlooked, he forgave. يُسَامِحُ, يُسَامِحُ is our مُضَارِع. سَامِح is our amr. And musamahatun, musamahatun, jameel. The next one, sa'ada, to help, to assist. Yusa'idu, he is assisting, he is helping. Sa'id, you're saying to the brother, sa'id, sa'id, help this person here, help them out. Sa'idni, help me. Sa'idni, help me. Musa'adatun, musa'adatun, mufa'alatun, on the scale of mufa'alatun, mufa'alatun. Rasala, to correspond, to message. Yurasilu, rasil, you're ordering somebody. And murasalatun, murasalatun, correspondence, murasalatun. راجع, راجع, he went back to something. يراجع, راجع, and مراجعة, 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 جميل. We are doing مراجعة, we are doing revision. حاول, he tried. يحاول, he is trying. حاول, try, you ordering somebody. محاولة, محاولة. آخذ, آخذ, يؤاخذ. آخذ, مؤاخذة, مؤاخذة, جميل. To hold somebody accountable. As he said in the passage, لا تؤاخذني, do not hold me accountable. I was sleeping, I was awake until very, very late. الله مستعان. لاقى, يلاقي, لاقٍ. ملاقات 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 جميل. And this here means to meet. Excellent. بارا يباري بارين. And مبارات مبارات. A match, a contest. Take note the last two, technically they differ because they have the weak letters at the end. والحمد لله. Exercise number 4. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. And the author states, the باب فاعل مصدران. It has two types of مصدر. Number 1, مفاعلة and فعال. Example, قاتل. Then its two types of مصدر could be مقاتلة and قتال. مقاتلة and قتال. Provide the مصدر على وزن فعال من الأفعال الآتية. Provide the مصدر on the scale of فعال for the following. جاهد جاهد جهاد جاهد جهاد جاهد جهاد جاهد جهاد. The next one, عالج. عالج means to treat, to take care of something. This person is under treatment. عالج علاج عالج علاج عالج علاج. نافق نافق نفاق نافق نفاق. Hypocrisy. نافق نفاق نفاق نفاق. نادى, he called out. نادى, he called out. نداء نداء نداء. Excellent, mashallah. Number 5, provide the أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية. أسماء الفاعلين من الأفعال الآتية. So they give us the first one, يراسل. So we want the اسم فاعل. We want the اسم فاعل from all of the below. راسل يراسل مراسل مراسل. Excellent. Number 2, ساعد يساعد مساعد مساعد. The person who does the helping is called the مساعد. سافر يسافر مسافر مسافر. Is the one who does the traveling. شاهد يشاهد مشاهد شاهد يشاهد مشاهد. مشاهد is the one who witnesses. جاهد يجاهد مجاهد جاهد يجاهد مجاهد. The اسم فاعل is the مجاهد. راقب يراقب مراقب راقب يراقب مراقب راقب يراقب مراقب. Excellent. Raqaba, to keep watch, to oversee something. Yuraqibu, he is doing it currently. And then muraqibun is the one who does that action. He's been hired. He is the muraqib at the school. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 6. Ism fa'il wasm maf'ul min khataba. Khataba. So they want you to provide the ism fa'il and the ism maf'ul for khataba. So khataba, yukhatibu, mukhatibun. مخاطب 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 will be the اسم فاعل. مخاطب will be the اسم فاعل. As for the اسم مفعول will be مخاطب مخاطب مخاطب. The person upon whom the speech has fallen. So I am the مخاطب. I am doing the talking. I am delivering the khutbah. I am the مخاطبون, the one doing the talking, etc. And the people who are listening to me, they are the مخاطبون. مخاطبون. Again, خاطب يخاطب مخاطب. مخاطب is the اسم فاعل. And مخاطب the اسم مفعول. جميل ما شاء الله. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب فاعل وعين فيها الماضي والمضارع والأمر والمصدر واسم فاعل واسم مفعول. Excellent. So they want you to read these sentences here and they want you to pick out the fa'il, the ism maf'ul, the ism fa'il, the masdar, etc. They want you to pick it all out from the following sentences. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. هاجر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة المكرمة إلى المدينة المنورة عام 22 و600 للميلاد. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwara in the year 622 according to the Gregorian calendar. So here in the sentence, do we have any of those on the scale of fa'ala? Yes, we have hajara. What is hajara? Hajara is a fi'il madi, is a past tense. Hajara yuhajiru. Jameel. The next sentence. سافر أبي إلى الرياض للعلاج. My father traveled to Riyadh for treatment. سافر أبي إلى الرياض للعلاج. Do we have anything here on the scale of فاعل? Yes, we have سافر, which is a فعل ماضي, سافر. Then we also have علاج. علاج is a مصدر of عالج. عالج يعالج علاج. علاج is a مصدر. علاج is a مصدر. جميل. Number 3. ذهبت لمقابلة المدير فلم أجده في مكتبه. ذهبت لمقابلة المدير. I went to meet the headmaster, the principal. فلم أجده. But I didn't find him. في مكتبه, in his office. So here we have مقابلة. مقابلة is on the scale of فاعل. جميل. So مقابلة is what? Is our مصدر. مقابلة is our مصدر. جميل. Number 4. ما عندي وقت. ما عندي وقت. I do not have time. ما عندي وقت لمشاهدتي. I don't have time to view, to watch. برامج التلفازي. برامج التلفازي. I don't have time to watch television programs. ما عندي وقت لمشاهدتي برامج التلفازي. I don't have time to watch television programs. So مشاهدتي. مشاهدتي. This is a مصدر. مشاهدتي is a مصدر of the scale of فاعل. Excellent. The next one. Number 5. نادي المراقبة يا علي. Call the مراقب. Call the inspector, O Ali. نادي المراقبة يا علي. نادي المراقبة يا علي. So we have نادي. This is an أمر. It's a فعل أمر. And it's on the scale of فاعل. It's the أمر of that scale. And we also have مراقب. مراقب is the اسم فاعل. راقب يراقب. And then we have the مراقب. جميل. أنا مراسل صحيفة. أنا مراسل صحيفة. I'm a correspondent, a newspaper correspondent. أنا مراسل صحيفة. مراسل. مراسل is our اسم فاعل. مراسل is our اسم فاعل. Excellent. The next one. في التنزيل, in the Noble Quran, in the Revelation. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا. Oh Allah, do not hold us accountable. Don't take us to account. إن نسينا, if we forget. أو أخطأنا, or if we make mistakes, if we sin. الله مستعان. So there we have تؤاخذنا, فعل مضارع. تؤاخذنا is a فعل مضارع. Excellent. The next one. من أدعية الاستفتاح. اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. This is one of the du'as that we should recite when we begin our salah. Allahu Akbar, we begin our salah and then we should say, اللهم باعد بيني, O Allah, distance between me, وبين خطاياي, and my sins. كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب, like you distanced between the east and the west. اللهم نقني من الخطايا. O Allah, purify me from my sins. كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. Just like how a white garment, it is cleansed from all of the filth on it. اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. O Allah, purify all of my sins. Remove my sins. Wash me with water والثلج and snow. والبرد. Barad means your hailstones. Though this is indicative of an intensive type of purification. Purify me with water and with snow and with hailstones. So in this sentence, in this dua, what do we have here on the scale of fa'ala? We have ba'id, which is a fi'l amr. And we also have ba'atta, fi'l madi. Let's read the dua one more time. Beautiful dua. اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. O Allah, distance between me and my sins like the distance between the east and the west. اللهم نقيني من الخطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. O Allah, purify me of my sins just like how a white garment is purified of dirt. اللهم اغسل خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. O Allah, purify me, remove those sins from me, wash me with water, with snow, and with hailstones. Number 9. عن قتادة قال قلت لأنس, I said to Anas, أكانت المصافحة في أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ قَالَ نَعَمْ. Was there this practice of shaking hands amongst the Sahaba of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And so Anas said, yes. Rawahu al-Bukhari. And so this was the practice when they would meet, that they would shake hands. Walhamdulillah. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Ad-Dukhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ, indeed we revealed it, فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ, on an auspicious night, on a blessed night, إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ. We are ever warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stating that this Quran was revealed on a Mubarak night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us. The next one, exercise number 8. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and He is most merciful. هذه لام الابتداء. This لام لغفور is called the لام of الابتداء. دخلت على خبر. It enters into the خبر إن المكسورة وتسمى حينئذ لام المزحلقة. And if it is, if there is an inna added to the sentence, then this lam is added to the khabar and it's given a new name called the lam of muzahlaqa. وَهَا أَمْثِلَةً لِلَّامِ الْمُزَحْلَقَ. Here are some examples. إِنَّ إِلَاهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. إِنَّ إِلَاهَكُمْ لَوَاحِدٌ. So basically, when we have a sentence with the lam of al-ibtida, so for example, لَبَيْتُكَ أَجْمَلُ. لَبَيْتُكَ أَجْمَلُ. Indeed, your house is more beautiful. لَبَيْتُكَ أَجْمَلُ. Now, if we wanted to add an inna to that sentence to confirm it even more, to emphasize it even more, then we would say, إِنَّ بَيْتَكَ لَأَجْمَلُ. We move that lam and added it to the khabar. Originally, لَبَيْتُكَ أَجْمَلُ, لَبَيْتُكَ أَجْمَلُ, لَبَيْتُكَ أَجْمَلُ. We added إِنَّ بَيْتَكَ لَأَجْمَلُ, إِنَّ بَيْتَكَ لَأَجْمَلُ. So we moved the lam of ibtida from the beginning of the sentence and we added it to the khabar. And when we did that, we now call it the lam of muzahlaqa. What does this sentence then indicate? It indicates a double level of emphasis. We have the inna and we also have this lam there. Inna ilahakum lawahidun. That indeed, surely, no doubt, your Lord is one. Wa inna awhana albuyuti labaytul ankabut. And no doubt, the most weak of houses, the weakest of houses, labaytul ankabut, is the house of the spider. Is the house of the spider. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And the weakest of all structures, houses, is the house of the spider. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرُ. The worst of all types of sounds is the sound of the donkey. إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. Indeed, surely, no doubt, it is the noble Qur'an. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ. Indeed, surely, the first house. وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, which was placed for mankind. لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ, is the one which is in Makkah. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Exercise number 9. قَدْ فَاتَتْكَ دُرُوسٌ. Certainly you have missed many lessons. إذا دخلت قد على الفعل الماضي, if قد is added into a فعل ماضي, أفادت التأكيد, then it indicates surety, certainty. If you add قد to a past tense, it means certainty. Example, قد وصلت الطائرة, that indeed, no doubt, the plane has arrived. قد فتح باب المكتبة, that the door of the library is opened, no doubt about the matter. وإذا دخلت على الفعل المضارع, but if it is added to a فعل مضارع, then it means one of three things. Number one, شك والإحتمال, doubt, probability, maybe. Example, قد يعود المدير غدا. Maybe the headmaster will return tomorrow. Maybe he will return tomorrow. قد ينزل المطر اليوم. Maybe it will rain today. قد يأتي المدير غدا. أي يمكن أن يأتي غدا. Maybe he will come tomorrow. Maybe we are not sure. So if قد is added to a مضارع, then it means maybe. It means maybe. It can also mean تقليل, something which is rare. قد ينجح الطالب الكسلان, that sometimes a lazy student might pass. قد ينجح الطالب الكسلان, أي أحيانا ينجح الطالب الكسلان, that sometimes, the rare case, a lazy student might pass. It can also mean التحقيق, that 100% with regards to the matter. Example, قد نعلم أنه ليحزنك الذي يقولون, that we surely know that it is making you sad, that which the people are saying about the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the fact that they are not accepting the revelation, this saddens the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when it comes to قد and it's being added to a fi'l mudari, it can either mean doubt, it can mean maybe, sometimes rare, and it can also mean certainty, definitely happens. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 10. ذو القربة. ذو القربة. ذو is the plural of ذو. يعرب إعراب الجمع المذكر السالم. So we work with it as we would work with a جمع مذكر سالم. Example, مسلمون مسلمين and مسلمين, مؤمنون مؤمنين and مؤمنين. So مؤمنون مرفوع, مؤمنين منصوب, مؤمنين مجرور. Excellent. So let's see. ذوو القربى أحق بمساعدتك. ذوو القربى أحق بمساعدتك, that your close family, they have more right to your assistance. This is مرفوع. The ذوو is مرفوع. Excellent. جالس ذوي العلم. جالس ذوي العلم. You should sit with people of knowledge, people who possess knowledge. جالس ذوي العلم. This ذوي, it is منصوب. منصوب with the ya. Why منصوب with the ya? Because it operates like the sound masculine plural. مسلمون مسلمين مسلمين. هذه مساكن الطلاب ذوي العائلات. هذه مساكن الطلاب. These are the residences of the students. What type of students? ذوي العائلات. Those who have their families here. And so here, ذوي, it is مجرور بالياء. مسلمون مسلمين مسلمين. Remember that. And so ذوو, ذوي and ذوي. جميل. مثل ذوو أولو. So أولو follows the same ruling. أولو follows the same ruling. Example, قالوا نحن أولو قوة وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك. قالوا نحن أولو قوة. We are the possessors of power. وأولو بأس شديد, and we are full of strength. والأمر إليك, and the affair, the matter is up to you. This was what the soldiers and the forces of Queen Sheba, they had said to her when she received that letter from Sulaiman alayhi salam. Jamil. The next one. Exercise number 11. عرفت أن لكن من أخوات إن. لكن is a sister of إن. تقول حامد مجتهد. You would say حامد مجتهد. لكن but صديقه صديق ق ق why with the fatha because إن made the noun after it take a fatha ولكن صديقه كسلان but his friend is lazy. So this is lakinna, excellent. And we've done many examples of lakinna. For example, جاء المدرس لكن حامدا لم يجي. جاء المدرس لكن حامدا. The teacher came, but حامد لم يجي. He did not come. لكن حامدا. حامدا. Excellent. But can we have a softer type of لكن؟ Yes, we can. We drop the second noon. So we turn it into لكن. لكن. Let's see. إذا خففت لكن أهمل عملها عمل إن مع دخولها على الجملتين الإسمية والفعلية. Example. When we make it softer, we turn it from لكن to لكن, then it will enter upon a verbal sentence and a nominal sentence. So it can enter upon any of those sentences, number one. And number two, the noun after it will no longer be منصوب. Excellent. So examples, جاء المدرس لكن الطلاب ما جاءوا. جاء المدرس لكن الطلاب ما جاءوا. The teacher came, but the students did not come. جاء المدرس لكن الطلاب ما جاءوا. لكن الطلاب ما جاءوا. Rejoining, لكن الطلاب ما جاءوا. But the students did not yet come. In the Noble Quran, in the Revelation, لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. لكن الظالمون اليوم في ضلال مبين. And the ظالمون, the oppressors, the criminals, today they are in manifest clear misguidance. غاب علي لكن حضر أحمد. غاب علي, Ali is absent. لكن حضر أحمد. But Ahmed, he is present. So see, we said, لكن حضر أحمد. حضر أحمد. حضر أحمد is a verbal sentence. And so the لكن entered upon the verbal sentence. In the Noble Quran, ولكن لا يشعرون. But they do not perceive. لكن لا يشعرون. They do not take notice of this matter. اللهم استعان. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, exercise number 12. ذلكم خير لكم. That is better for you people. It is permissible. في كاف الخطاب في ذلك وتلك التصرف. معنى التصرف أن يراعى المخاطب. Example. لمن ذلكم الدفتر يا إخوانو. لمن ذلكم الدفتر. لمن ذلكم الدفتر يا إخوانو. To who belongs that notebook, oh brothers. أقرأت تلك المجلة يا آمنة. Did you read that magazine, O آمنة? So here we are adjusting according to who we are speaking to. This is something permissible. You don't have to do this, but it is permissible to do so. Exercise number 13. يغفر لكم. هنا يغفر مجزوم بالطلب. ذلك لأن تؤمنون في الآية السابقة بمعنى آمنوا. That in that verse that we had read, يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم. That verse, they state that the تؤمنون in that verse, technically it's a فعل مضارع, but it means a فعل أمر. It means آمنوا بالله, believe in Allah and the Rasul, etc., etc., and then you will get your sins forgiven and you will get Jannah, والحمد لله. So يغفر لكم هنا, يغفر مجزوم بالطلب. ذلك لأن تؤمنون, which is a فعل مضارع, في الآية السابقة, it means آمنوا. It means a فعل أمر. Excellent. Number 14. عيادة is the مصدر of عاد يعود عيادة. عاد يعود عيادة بمعنى زار المريض. You visited the sick person. وهو على وزن فعالة, and it's on the scale of فعالة. Provide the مصدر of the following. درس. درس. What is the مصدر of درس? It's دراسة. دراسة. درس دراسة. درس دراسة. عاد عيادة. عاد عيادة. جميل. كتب كتابة. كتب كتابة. زار زيارة. زار زار he visited. زيارة زيارة. قرأ he read. قراءة قراءة. قرأ قراءة. ولد ولد. ولادة ولد. ولادة ولد. ولادة. روى رواية. روى he narrated. رواية رواية is a narration. رواية. excellent. so دراسة كتابة زيارة قراءة ولادة birth. جيد. ولد so and so was born. ولد لسليمان that was born to سليمان so and so. excellent. exercise number 15. مضي مصدر مضى يمضي وهو على وزن فعول. It's a مصدر on the scale of فعول. أصله مضوي. مضوي. And so they ask us provide the مصدر for هوى يهوي which is also on that scale. هوى يهوي is also on that scale. So for example, هوى يهوي will be هوي. هوى يهوي هوي. هوي is your identity. هوي is your identity. Exercise number 16. برنامج. برنامج جمعه برامج. So برنامج its plural is برامج. برامج. إذا جمع الاسم الذي حروفه خمسة أو أكثر. If a word it is pluralized and it has five or more letters. على صيغة منتهى الجموع حذف ما زاد على أربعة. Then whatever is more than four letters it disappears. Example. سفرجل. 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 This is a fruit. سفرجل. Plural. سفارج. 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 عنكبوت. Spider. عنكبوت. Plural. عناكب. 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 Spiders. عندليب. عندليب. A nightingale. A nightingale. عندليب. عندليب. Plural. عنادل. 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 مستشفى. hospital. مشافٍ. مشافٍ. hospitals. مشافٍ. excellent. exercise number 17. خطيئة على خطايا. the plural of خطيئة is خطايا. mistakes or sin. they want us to plural the following. هدية. هدايا. هدية. هدايا. gift. gifts. مطية. مطايا. مطية. مطايا. مطية means your ride, the mount, the animal you are riding upon. excellent. مزية. مزايا. مزية. مزايا. مزية like a special feature. So this one has a مزية over something else. سرية. سرايا. سرية. سرايا. سرية for example in light of the seerah of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم when he sent out an expedition. A سرية. شظية. شظايا. شظية. شظايا. A fragment. برية. برايا. برية. برايا. برية land. برية can also mean wild. برية. برايا. زاوية. زوايا. زاوية. زوايا. زاوية technically means like a corner. زوايا is the plural. Exercise number 18. They state, هات الفعل الذي اشتق منه اسم التفضيل أوهن أوهن واذكر منه المضارع and the مصدر. So we have this اسم تفضيل أوهن 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 etc. Pull out the verb, the مضارع and its مصدر. So the verb is وهن 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 يهن وهن يهن and the مصدر is وهنن وهنن وهنا يهن وهنن وهنن. جميل. So this means to be weak, something which is very very weak. جميل. اذكر اربع ايات ورد فيها هذا الفعل او مشتقاته. Provide four verses from the Noble Quran where we find this word or its derivatives in the Noble Quran. So we find ذلك وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ ذَلِكَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ Surah Anfal, verse number 18. ذَلِكَ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ مُوهِنُ كَيْدِ الْكَافِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make weak the plots and the plans of the disbelievers. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Do not be weakened, do not be saddened. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَونَ When you are on the top, When you have the upper hand, or you will have the upper hand. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ And we have advised insan بِوَالِدَيْهِ With regards to his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ That his mother carried him. وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْن A level of weakness, a stage of weakness to another stage of weakness. The stages of pregnancy. And the last one. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِن نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٍ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ And how many a prophet has fought with whom were many worshippers of Allah. So they did not become weak-hearted on account of what befell them in Allah's path, nor did they weaken, etc. And so, those are the four verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes use of this word, wahana, yahinu, and wahnan, walhamdulillah. Lastly, they state that hat al-mudari' min anthara and dhaya'a and hatha. Provide the mudari' anthara, yunziru, anthara, yunziru, anthara means to warn, yunziru, dhaya'a, to waste, yudayyi'u, yudayyi'u, hatha, to encourage, yahuthu, yahuthu, to encourage. Excellent, mashallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, before we end off this majlis, and we know that this majlis has been a long majlis, we must take one prophetic maxim, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, And the prophetic maxim bi-idhnillahi ta'ala is مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ Subhanallah. Whoever believes in Allah and the final day, let him say good or be silent. That say good or be quiet. If you have nothing good to say, then rather you be quiet. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this is one of those ahadith that the ulama state that etiquettes, manners, behavior, your mu'ashara, This hadith covers those matters. And from the other ahadith, we find it is from the beauty of a person's Islam that they leave off those matters which do not concern them. The other hadith, don't get angry. Give me advice, don't get angry. Give me advice, don't get angry. These ahadith here, they cover all of the matters pertaining to adab. They are the crux of matters related to manners and behavior. Think about it, subhanAllah. How many issues, how many problems? What's the root of it? What I said, what you said, what he said, what she said, Allah musta'an. If only but we were silent. Say good, you have nothing good to say. Be quiet, Allah musta'an. How many divorces, how much of slander, how much of blood has been spilt because of what the person said? How many families broken up because of what somebody said? Because of a rumor, because of carrying tales, Allahumma musta'an. As some of the ulama, they stated that, مَنْ كَثُرَ كَلَامُ كَثُرَ سَقَطُهُ That the person who speaks a lot, then his slips will also be many. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that if anything required a long imprisonment, it would be the matter of the tongue, it would be the limb, it would be this organ, the tongue, it requires a long imprisonment. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, think about the beautiful hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody guarantees me what's between his lips and what's between his thighs, then for this person is paradise. Why? Because subhanallah, it's not easy. It's not easy to restrain what's between your lips and to restrain what's between your thighs. Jannah is expensive and so it's difficult to restrain these organs here. And if you do so, then you will get Jannah, walhamdulillah. How many slips of the tongue, how much of insulting we've done, how much of fun making mockery, maybe racist statements and jokes one might have mentioned, Allahu musta'an. How many lies one might have spoken with this tongue, how much of slander, lies, insulting, vulgarities, Allahu musta'an, Allahu musta'an. How much of tawbah we need to seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this beautiful statement of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this beautiful, comprehensive statement of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever believes in Allah and in the final day, then let him say good or be quiet. If you know you are going to meet Allah, you know you are going to stand before Him on Yawm al-Qiyamah, there's going to be hisab, there's going to be accountability, then you are wary with regards to what you say. Either you say good or you be quiet. That you do not earn evil with that tongue. The same tongue, subhanAllah, can be used to recite the noble Quran, can be used to give people nasiha, can be used to speak the truth, to stand up for justice, to stand up against injustice. The same tongue can bring people to al-Islam. You either use it for good or you use it for your own destruction. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins committed with the tongue. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tazkiyah and tahara. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah for an increase in beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins committed in the brightness of the day and the darkness of the night. Those sins that nobody knows about and only Allah knows, we ask Allah to forgive all of those sins of ours. With that, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, until we meet again, barakallahu fikum, hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.